The former CEO of the state's healthcare exchange has resigned from his new private sector job just weeks after taking it. As Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports, Jim Wadley now says his move may have contravened state ethics laws.
When he was the head of Access Health Connecticut, Wadley oversaw a contract deal worth more than $2 million with a software company called Softheon. Then, 6 months after he left the state exchange, Wadley was appointed as Softheon's chief operating officer. That move raised red flags for Sherry Quickmire. She's the director of Common Cause, a government accountability watchdog.
I think it's appalling that people can just sign a big contract and then go off and work for that contractor. It seems completely unreasonable.
And the state does have laws governing the revolving door between state jobs and the private sector. Nancy Nicolescu from the Office of State Ethics.
When a public official or state employee participates substantially in the negotiation of an award valued at $50,000 or more, that individual cannot be hired for 1 year from the date that they leave state service by a party to a state contract.
Nicolescu confirms that Wadley did call the ethics office on February 5th and asked for advice on revolving door issues. He discussed the code with the assistant general counsel, who cited the clause which requires a 1 year cooling off period. And here's where Wadley's timeline may have diverged from the state's. He waited 1 year from the date the contract was signed to become an employee of the contractor. The state code required that he pause 1 year from the end of his employment with Access Health Connecticut. Connecticut Public Radio raised these issues with Wadley's new employer, Softheon, which issued a statement saying it was investigating the matter and would comply with applicable law and regulation. Then, Monday evening, came a statement from Wadley himself announcing his resignation. In it, he says, quote, "I have learned in the past few days that my understanding of the applicable restrictions on future employment was mistaken, and I now realize I am not in compliance in my new job." Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.